Joining us live in the studio, another act that's been touring all over the place with the Laneway Festival in 2011. It's Foles, Edwin and Yiannis. Join us. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Good
morning. Well done, Laneway, for 2011. How did you go?
Clap them in.
Thanks. We absolutely nailed it, I think. I don't know, did we? I've no idea.
That's what I've got here. Yeah, nailed it, apparently.
Oh, is it official?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You've got to take out the top score and the bottom score, but the average is nailed it.
They worked it
definitely.
Out.
Definitely. Thank you.
Some highlights for you for the Laneway tour, some other acts you saw maybe, or maybe your own show. Maybe your own highlight. I don't know how it works.
I wasn't really paying attention to our show, to be honest.
No, why would you?
I think my highlight was Warpaint, watching them pretty much every day.
Yeah.
They're a great band. Those would be like Deer Hunter, Chick Chick Chick. Amazing. Yeah. And the whole lineup was pretty great, so.
There were a few bands we couldn't really see that much, like Deer Hunter, they played the same time as us. But Chick Chick Chick, I think, for me was a big highlight, because they didn't really play any songs of the first record, or second record, whatever it is, which is the one I love, but you still walk away from the show thinking that was like the best thing.
I saw you at the Sydney Laneway Festival, which takes place at the Sydney College of the Arts, which was once a mental institution.
We heard that, yeah.
And I remember you commenting that on stage. Is that a weird...
I don't know. It had a strange... In a good way, like, it felt like a peculiar... Particularly backstage, all these little weird crevices, and there was a dark room, like a photographic dark room that had this weird swivel door, and it was, like, really... It was like entering like a catacomb or something. We went and warmed up in there, and, I don't know. It was just... It affected me. A bit.
Someone told me that underneath it, there's like a whole series of passageways and tunnels and stuff. They used to the whole network underneath it.
That's where they did all the ECT, apparently, like all the electroshock stuff.
Gosh. Well,
is this the kind of place that it'd be good to record in, and maybe get an ambient sound bouncing off the off the walls?
Absolutely. I really want to.
Foles go crazy.
Yeah, I want to make the next record in the hotel that they filmed The Shining in. Because that
place. No danger there.
No. I mean, Trent Reznor did his record in the Sharon Tate house and stuff.
Right.
And Downward Spiral's a pretty powerful record. So
there's a nightclub in Melbourne that's like a revamped. Like, it used to be a hospital for people with, you know, mental disabilities and, like, people who are crazy, essentially.
Yeah.
And so it's turned into a nightclub, but they've kept that theme going. So, that, like, all the rooms are labelled like the same rooms they were when they were treating patients. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
On Triple J this morning, we're chatting to
Edwin. Radio appropriate, anyway.
Edwin and Yiannis from...
Sorry, you guys can edit this all out, right?
Yeah.
Foles. No, it's all going out. Sorry, boys. Now, I did catch you at the Laneway Festival, but your backdrop, the Foles backdrop, great big bold font, establishes your presence on stage, except you're looking a bit nervous there, Edwin. The F got a bit obscured. What happened here? It was gaffer taped over the F. Was this just my poor position stuck at the back?
Not at all. It was a sort of last-minute bodge. Basically, Cut Copy have this huge door that they have on stage. Huge, huge thing. And I think early on the day it had been wheeled on stage and it was the only place for it to fit because it was so high. So we come on stage and this banner goes up and we're looking at it being like, wait a second, there's something missing, namely the F.
So it says Oles.
It said Oles. Yeah. And about 3 minutes before we went on, one of our guys was sellotaping a bigger F to the door. It's one of those moments of glamorous rock and roll that you probably don't want anyone to know about.
And that's when like all the punters are trying to get to the front. Your Foles is their favourite band. They're getting there and the guy's just...
It's good though.
Did anyone say what the F happened? Did anyone work that in there?
Wow, no.
No, that's a good one.
I'm a comedian, so that's the way it works there.
I'm sure someone else said that in the crowd.
They're getting some big laughs in the studio as well.
Well, I'm having fun. Hey, let's talk about Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. Do you guys get hardcore into Valentine's Day? Does it mean a lot to you or is it all?
No.
Is it the corporate holiday?
I quite like Valentine's Day. Obviously, you know, there's the people criticise it for the corporate thing, but...
Well, it is a corporate thing.
Well, it is a corporate thing, but you can still enjoy it, though. I mean, you don't need to necessarily actually part with money and stuff. You can focus on the sentiment of it, even if it was constructed weirdly. But I've always, like, got quite excited about Valentine's Day and then usually had, like, disappointment on the day.
Oh, sounds like
not
a story.
Not reciprocated,
hello,
perhaps.
Here's some romantic music.
I'd say the worst Valentine's Day I ever had was... I'd just broken up with a girlfriend just before, like maybe the week before, and I went out with a friend to like a male friend, and we were out kind of commiserating and drowning our sorrows a little bit. To cut a long story short, we kind of ended up getting into some sort of fracas, like in the centre of town. There was a fight kicking off, and I'd recently finished my journal that had a year's worth of lyrics and everything. I took my bag off to protect myself in this kind of like in this fight that was going on.
What, to use it as a weapon or protect the bag?
Just to take the bag off because it was like it was over me and I was getting punched and stuff, so I had to get the bag off. And I left it at this bus stop, and the fight eventually dissolved, like it dissipated, and my bag was gone. And there was two guys at the bus stop, and they said, "Oh, you looking for your bag, mate?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm looking for my bag." And then they were like, "Oh, some guy came over and went that way, pointing left." So I immediately charged left. As I charged left, I ran past. I was furious as well, like furious and kind of like head up. And I ran past the girl that had broken up with me a week before.
So
I was about to say, "Oh, your ex-girlfriend was there." It was like a weird joke, but you ran into her.
So I look like I'm out of my mind, frenzied, like, but pretty much crying on Valentine's Day, like running down the street. She's there with like her new beau on Valentine's Day, walking the other way. And then after a while, I eventually also realised that the two guys that had sent me on this goose chase after my bag probably stole my bag.
Give him a hug, Alex. Give that man a hug. Come on.
Come on.
There it is.
You're all right.
Thank you. I'm getting over it now. I mean, it was only 7 years ago.
And a lot of the songs in there, I guess, would they have related to the girl in question?
There was definitely a couple of, like, and because it's a journal as well, but there was definitely some stuff to do with the girl. But it was just, the whole thing was so annoying, like a year's worth of stuff, and then just the humiliation of bumping into her.
That's just great, the idea of like, no, I'm coping fine without you, and then running past, just frenzied, look like you're losing your mind.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe we'll ask Edwin how his Valentine's Day history goes, if that's okay.
I can't possibly top that.
You can't top that. There it is, an amazing song, voted by you as the 98th best song of 2010 in the Triple J Hottest 100. It's by Foles, and it's called Spanish Sahara, and the boys from that band actually joined us live in the studio this
morning. Not all of them, Edwin and Giannis.
Two of them, the best two, let's be honest.
Definitely.
Anything else you can tell us about that song? I mean, it was just so popular with Triple J listeners that it wasn't released as a single. I can't even think that Triple J played it a whole much compared to some of your other
tracks. We played
Disorient
plenty, we played Miami plenty, and when we featured your album, I think it got a Guernsey and people just took it and ran with it. Well, where did you end up writing this tune?
We wrote it, we were living in a house in Oxford, we had a basement studio and we basically just wrote it there. And it was the chord sequence was something that Jimmy had floating around for a while, like when we were still touring Antidotes, we'd play it in soundcheck. And then it just kind of, it came about quite easily actually, it was quite strange. It was kind of maybe a couple of nights work, and I was just singing into like this pair of headphones, and the lyrics came pretty, it wasn't like, I didn't actually really write the lyrics down as such, they just sort of came out. So
do you have any suspicions about what it is that connects so much with people, or why it is such a crowd favourite and people loved it so much to vote it into the Hottest 100?
I don't know, but I mean, I definitely, from our perspective, like, I feel like every time we play it live, I can still get to that same place where originally we wrote it. Like it's always open, you can always inhabit it. I don't know, just I guess it speaks to people in some way. And I think that, I don't know why, but I think it's good if a 7 minute long song can be popular. And I think it shows that you don't have to necessarily write like pre-digested 3 minute things that in order to connect.
You have to get a radio edit for some particular stations?
We did radio edits in England for it, and none of them, to be honest, really, I didn't think any of them really worked. I mean, yeah, so I think everyone obviously probably, like, the live version is the version, you know, which is the record version, the 7 minute long one. Because it needs to have the space to build up, I guess.
Cool. Now, Edwin, we talked to Giannis before that track about his Valentine's Day experiences.
People of Australia are hanging out for some Edwin action.
Some hot Edwin action.
Unfortunately, my life was a lot more boring than Giannis's in my adolescence, so I don't really have any dramatic stories. I had quite a weird like adolescence, I suppose. I didn't really go to school at the point when people have these experiences.
Oh, right.
So I was pretty much hanging out in my bedroom by myself.
Well, was it a homeschooling situation or what were you doing?
Yeah. I don't know, what's the question?
Well, we're just going Valentine's Day.
What is love? What is love, Edwin?
What has love got to do with it?
Yeah. What is love, baby, don't hurt me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a single Valentine's Day experience, actually, because I think I'm basically a bit of a tight ass.
Okay.
And, you know, everything's expensive on Valentine's Day.
Well, if anyone wants to give Edwin one, I think you have to shoot off now, but if you want to give us a ring, 1-300-555-36, we'll have a chat to you, maybe pass on some details, and you can give Edwin a Valentine's Day experience.
Thank you so much. That would be really nice.
I'll be a Valentine.
Unfortunately, I have to leave the country immediately.
Well, what a partner you are, you know? Well, thanks so much for being here, guys. It is great to have you in the studio, and it was amazing seeing you perform live. Good luck in Japan. And what's on for Falls in 2011? What can we expect you for the rest of this year?
We're taking a bit of time off, which is going to be sweet.
Because you've been working hard here in Australia, haven't you, before Lane White?
Yeah. And then we've got a US tour, and then we're doing some festivals, and then we're writing an album, or recording an album, I think. We're supposed to be anyway. I think we're contractually bound to say that.
Brilliant.
We're actually just going to do a runner.
Taxi. All right, well, thanks so much, Evan and Yanis, for coming into Triple J Breakfast. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Tom and Alex, your taxes taking it easy. Triple J.